I think the time I spent with my grandma and going with her job and being around elders and other community members, it helped ease me into that realm. My name is Daryl Williams Warden. I'm an enrolled member of the Umatilla Tribe, and I have grown up here on the Umatilla Reservation my whole life. My grandma used to tell me stories all the time. I just never paid attention at the time because I didn't think about it. I took that for granted and didn't keep those words that she shared all the time. I remember she would tell me things about where we'd be going, but I couldn't even tell you those places where we were. Most of the work that we do is project-based and contract-based, meaning if there happens to be a building going up or there's a wind farm or something, we do what we call a traditional use study prior to the building. And we will contact tribal members, tribal elders, tribal community members to see if they're familiar with that area and if they have any information related to that area. And then we'll invite them out on a tour. We find that it's better to take them to the project area because once they're out there, they get a better sense of the area and it spurs the memories a lot better. And then once we've interviewed them, we transcribe the interviews verbatim and then take that information, put it into a report. It's a way to keep that place going through the oral history. The protection and the preservation of those places are important for us as a tribe. We still hold those areas as important, significant areas because that's what we know. That's what we have always known. I think the farthest we've gone has been to Montana. We were able to go to the Bear Paw Memorial that takes place, and that's to commemorate where they had the last stand with Joseph before they were trying to flee over to Canada. And we have a tribal member who was a descendant of one of the people that were fighting in that war there. And so he had always wanted to go there and see the ground where his ancestor was. I think that was probably one of the most powerful interviews and activities that I've done because there was so much emotion involved. We got there and we drove out to the battlefield so we could see the area where we were going. And just to be able to bring him there to see that before anybody else was there, because the thing he said was, I always wanted to be able to come here before I die. Mm-hmm. And so being able to do that for him and be there with him for that was, I thought that was just a great experience. Now we have a sense of urgency, and that I was feeling that within the last couple years, and that's just because of how many elders we've lost. That's becoming harder and harder. Spending all that time with them and hearing their stories and building those relationships, it's precious. And you become friends with them. Like I call them up just to check on them. And I was saying, as soon as so-and-so goes, I don't know how much longer I'll be able to do this. Just because it was getting too hard. And when that person left, I mean, it was like, I don't know how long I can do this. And I still think it's because, like, my grandma, you know, my grandma was my grandma, but she was a friend. And so speaking with them, I think I keep that as, like, it's a part of my grandma still because my grandma's gone. So then when they're gone, it's almost like losing a little bit more of my grandma.